This is the audio recount of the interrogation of Magisterium Officer Third Class Marlon Daper. Calexis Sector, Planet Scintilla, Hive Sibelius Station in the Coscarla Division. Interrogation sanctioned, conducted, and approved by MediK, Interrogator Sans of the Ordo Malus. Goal of interrogation is to ascertain if the Coscarla Magisterium has been compromised by heretical group responsible for a rash of disappearances and heretical bioscience. This report is directly related to the entry 683.15i of 1 Sol Arbest. Relevant autopsy and other pertinent information attached to said file. Subject Marlon Daper arrived unconscious. He showed minor bruises and lacerations to his torso and head as a result of his capture. Otherwise, Subject Daper was in excellent condition and was made ready. Clothes were removed, and Subject was strapped to a medical table on the lower floors of the Templo Mori. Subject was thoroughly scanned and was ascertained to have no harmful augmentation tech on him. Daper was injected with a synthesized autoreactive nerve agent called Mendusa 45B. 45B increases paranoia and the body's natural pain response. Temporary side effects include uncontrolled shaking, nausea, excessive sweating, and often causes severe grinding of the teeth. Permanent effects include a breakdown of liver tissue and the sterilization of the subject. 45B was injected prior to the subject's regaining conscious. The following is a condensed audio recording of the interrogation of Magisterium Officer 3rd Class Marlon Daper of the Coscarla Division.
Connected to 5799-7841. Complete.
Where am I? Hello? What's going on? Hello? Hello?
After 45B had ample time to course through the subject's veins, the official interrogation began. 1 hour to the minute, to be accurate.
So, who's there? Hello? Please, help me. Who are you?
You may refer to me as Fate. In time, you will come to see the simple truth of my name. But we are getting ahead of ourselves, aren't we, Officer Daper? I will be conducting this interrogation. Now, let's get started, shall we?
What is that? Hold on. What is that for?
This? This is one of many instruments whose simple and beautiful purpose is to inflict pain. Not pain as you or I have ever known in our lives, but something altogether different. Elevated, if you will. Quite excruciating, if I have heard correctly. I have never had the pleasure of using it before, as I am not exactly schooled in its use, and I really am not sure of what this could do to a person. Should we give it a try?
Oh God. Oh God, Emperor, no. Please!
Perhaps you are right. Too early. I suppose we have to start with something more pedestrian.
No! Stop!
Subject's fingers were removed and bandaged. Subject begged for the procedure to stop. At this stage, it is typical for promises of wealth and other false promises to surface, as well as threats concerning family and friends. To his credit, he did not offer any of these things. This is perhaps attributed to his training. Interesting. Subject's vitals remained within operational norms. 2 hours and 3 minutes have elapsed.
You sick Feth! My hands!
Now, Mr. Daper, don't make this personal. I'm not. If I was, you really wouldn't like me. So let's keep this on a professional level, shall we? I really think we are getting somewhere.
No. No, no. You haven't even asked me anything.
Whoever said I was going to? I am really good at this, and things are going quite well so far, trust me. I really hate lying. I just can't abide it. I feel that asking you any questions would result in a lie from you. I might take that personally. And you do not want that now, do you, Mr. Dayburn? So let's continue, shall we?
Subject Daper's eyes were melted and cauterized shut by use of a superheated las scalpel. Procedure has rendered the subject blind and unconscious. Great care was given in closing the wound and taking measures to avoid infection. Subject's bowels released and his body went into a violent seizure. Blood loss and trauma has caused vitals to spike into extremely elevated levels. Still within working parameters. 3 hours and 45 minutes elapsed.
Mr. Daper. Mr. Daper. Excellent, you're still with me. I must really confess something to you. Most of my patients are not as strong as you. Great willpower and physical strength. There is so much I could learn from you. I'm willing to bet we could do this for the better part of a month. I cannot tell you how happy that would make me.
Go. Feth yourself. You took my eyes, you freak! You sick freak!
As a member of His Majesty, the God Emperor of Mankind's Holy Inquisition entitles me to certain things. Your eyes being the least of these boons.
For the love of the Emperor!
You see, Mr. Daper... see. It's funny. You don't need your eyes to see some fundamental truths. You really are a quick learner. I can tell by the tone of your voice that you believe me. Good. That is an excellent place to start. Now, there are others in my organization that want me to ask some simple questions, effectively interrupting me from our fun. Now, would you like to have a little chat, or shall we go back to what we were doing before?
Talk! Talk!
Really, Mr. Daper, no need to yell. At least not yet. Shall we begin? Excellent. Now, just so we don't fall behind with our agenda, I will be periodically applying a current of electricity through your body throughout our chat. Let's call it motivation, shall we?
Feth you!
Excellent, you understand. Let's begin with your name.
My name is Magistratum Officer Marlon Daper.
That smarts a bit, doesn't it? Now let's pretend for a moment that I'm a fool and know nothing about you, Mr. Daper. Which, of course, is not true, as I know a great deal about you, but we are playing pretend. So, you try to lie to a fool, which will result in a great deal of pain before I give up. It could work on a fool. However, I am not a very imaginable man, so let's just keep to the truth, shall we? Your real name, if you please.
Glenn. Glenn Carper.
Excellent, Mr. Carper. Now, I must say, if you keep telling me the truth, our little play session will come to an end rather quickly. I will be a little put out by that, so please feel free to resist a bit and make this more interesting for me.
You're mad.
This isn't about me, Mr. Carper. Let's keep to the subject at hand, shall we? Tell me about where you come from, Mr. Carper.
Severus Secundus. I come from Severus Secundus. I worked as a miner until I was 25 in the Shatters. I got drafted into the Imperial Guard after that. What 25th Battalion Secundus? Seems like so long ago.
The following hour was spent diving into subject Glenn Carper's. Background. In cross-referencing his statement with the Administratium records, it appears he spent time as a guardsman and even had a decorated but short career. His name correlates with the Sergeant Carper's of Sephiris Secundus. It appears his unit was decimated and scheduled to be reabsorbed into the Iacanto's 15th Battalion, the Dust Raiders. According to his military records, he was a promising soldier. It appears that he was a malcontent from the onset of his military career, with various minor infractions that kept him from being promoted past sergeant, but minor enough to avoid summary execution. He has not of yet offered any reference to how he became resident of the Coast Scarlet District. Subject Carper has also managed to avoid any info about the happenings in the almshouse. I have deducted he is offering fractional nuggets of information in an effort to sidestep any relevant facts. A strong mind and resolve resides within this man. More stern methods will be implemented. 4 hours and 24 minutes elapsed. Subject's vitals are stable.
And then we're in a holding pattern. I was wounded, nothing serious, but it did keep me out of the front line.
Mr. Carper, do you remember how I wanted to begin? With that wonderful device you saw when we first met? I'm going to begin using that.
No! No! I've answered your questions, haven't I? Please, no!
Please, Mr. Carper, you know what my superiors want to know. I really do not care what you know. I just wish to proceed with my experiments. However, they are convinced you know things. They offered a reprieve to my experiments if you could be of help to them. As of now, I'm not convinced you know anything they need to know. So naturally, we are ending this discussion.
No! No! I don't think.
Very well. Please, don't let me stop your confession.
After I was injured, I... God, Emperor, forgive me. I'm not a woman. She worked at the field hospital. She was different. She was kind. She understood me. She helped me. She told me stories. Helped me understand the futility of the Imperium as it is and my place in it. She told me how it was before the Emperor fell. Of progress and of the Golden Age. She told me of the oppression of the High Lords of Terra making slaves of the people in the Emperor's name. I believed her. She told me she's a part of an organization that will put things right once more. Stimulating learning and technology to bring back the golden age of the Imperium. She was so beautiful. She had a way of walking that was almost processional. A smile that was...
Please, Mr. Carper, stay on task. So she recruited you.
Feff you! Ah! Ah! Okay. She told me she could get me out of the guard. She helped me escape. Went to Scintilla on a bull carrier. We were married. We have a daughter. Doesn't that mean anything to you, you bastard? Okay. She introduced me to the group. She was part of the logicians. They accepted me.
Side note. The Logicians are a well-known and dangerous subversive conglomeration of various heretical sects focusing on their view of the betterment of Imperial society by overthrowing the High Lords of Terra, the Inquisition, and Adeptus Mechanicus. They have been active for some time in the Calexis and the nearby Exiniad sectors. Founded not by a single charismatic individual, as is typical of heretical cults, Instead, they find their inspiration in a forbidden heretical text called In Defense of the Future, A Logical Discourse, which they have been banned for several millennia. The logicians are a so-called progressive cult. They favor the advancements of mankind through progress and the acquisition of technology. Ultimately, the logicians aim to bring about a return to the mythic power of the Dark Age of Technology. They are well-funded by heretical nobles and rogue tech priests. They are highly organized, and their organization resembles that of the Inquisition itself, utilizing various secretive cells that work autonomously from the whole, each sowing confusion and heresy in its own way, each working towards its own vision of the future of mankind. This has made them a difficult cancer to expel from the body of the Imperium. Although no demonic or apocalyptic agenda lies in their head, they are still a phenomenally dangerous group. Utterly cowardly in their pursuit of power and in ceasing in the hunt for ever better weapons and tools by which to achieve their ends. End side note. Subject Carper's vitals are beginning to fail. The continued stress of the interrogation and injuries are beginning to take their toll.
Granting mercy to the likes of you is quite beyond my pay grade, I assure you, Mr. Carper. Now let's talk about current events. You came to be stationed at the Coast Scarlet Magisterium office, under the guise of one Marlon Daper. Tell me how and why you came to assume the identity of Mr. Daper.
Senior Agent... Magician Agent... is conducting...
Stay with us, Mr. Carper. Conducting what?
Experiments. Don't know what kind. We infiltrated the Magistratum and protect the almshouse. The warden is weak. Addicted to Obscura. You broke AC. He smoothed the transaction.
Tell me of the senior agent. What are his plans?
Her plans. We only know her as the...
Know her as what, Mr. Carper? Stay with me. We're almost done.
Tech priest. Called the Churchian.
Well done, Mr. Carper. Well done. Do you remember my name?
Fates.
Do you know what it means now?
Yes.
Glenn Carper, you have been found guilty by His Majesty's the God Emperor of Mankind's Holy Inquisition. You have been found guilty of various crimes, including conspiracies against His Holy Throne. You have been branded a heretic, and all records of your existence will be expulged from the Imperial Record. May the Emperor have mercy on your soul, for I shall not.
Thus concludes the interrogation of one Glenn Carper, a.k.a. Marlon Daper. Subject was administered a bolt round to the cranium, effectively separating his head from his body. At this point, vitals drastically fell below operational norms. Subject was thoroughly examined and death was confirmed. Interrogation lasted 5 hours exactly, as according to interrogation method Gamma 3.47 as sanctioned by His Holy Inquisition. Thought for the day... The wise man learns from the death of others. Additional thought for the day. Innocence proves nothing. End of report.